up a chair and tell me your memory. Why does it matter to you? I want to hear your story, your point of view. Tell me what happened to you.
Hi, and welcome back to Tell Me What Happened, the podcast that features folks from all walks of life telling us one true childhood story and how that event, that experience, has impacted who they are as an adult. I'm your host, Jay Rehack, and like all of you listeners know, I've had my share of childhood traumas, dramas, and happy times. And I'd always like to think that everything that's ever happened to me has made me a better person. Now, I know everybody tells me that's not true. That I'm not necessarily a better person for everything that's happened to me, but that's what I'd like to think. All right, today I have as my guest, Martin Ross. Martin Ross is a nonprofit leader who specializes in forming trifectas for community transformation and continues to add to his 10,000 hours of expertise in areas of workforce development, partnerships, external affairs, and community engagement. In Spanish, he likes to call himself a puente, or bridge builder. As an appointed person in Sacramento County, he serves as a chairman, commissioner, or committee member, and is a candidate for school board for the San Juan Unified School District Area 4. For more information on the good that he is doing in the neighborhood in practical, compassionate, and innovative ways, please follow him on social media and or go to his website at www.electmartinross.com. Welcome to the show, Martin Ross.
Well, hey, Jay, how are you? Yeah, so that idea of the 10,000 hours comes from Malcolm Gladwell and his book, I think, what's that one, Outliers. And he said, if you put in 10,000 hours of something on anything, you could be really good at it and become more of an expert. And that's more of like a differentiator. So I suppose whether it's sports, tiddlywinks, crime, or doing good in the neighborhood, if you spend some time and you put in a lot of hours, you'll become really good at it. So I'm so excited about being on this interview with you and sharing my story, or one of my stories. I'm not going to be able to tell all of it, but being an identical twin and some experiences with that.
Well, I read a little bit about you and your twin experiences. It sounds like a movie, but I'm going to let you tell the story, Martin. And I'm going to mute myself right now. I'm going to let you take it away. And at the end, I'm going to come back and ask you a question or two about how it's impacted your life as an adult. But take it away, Martin Ross.
All right. Well, being an identical twin has been a lot of fun. My mom used to say, double the pleasure, double the fun. I got two for the price of one. So I have an identical twin brother, and we live in the same city, and we've been competing and helping each other, being friends with each other all of our life. But I have one story about being an identical twin when I had to actually help him in a particular situation where he needed me to be a substitute, or he didn't know that I needed to be a substitute for him. You have people doing things for switching for classes and grades. And we were always like really good kids. So we never really did any super serious twin pranks, things like that. But this one is really important. And I'll tell you a little bit later on and how that has affected my adult life. So both of us are black belts in Taekwondo martial arts. And we studied, we practiced, we sparred against one another. We ran track against one another, basketball against one another, competing in different areas. But there's this one situation where I'm on like the blue team and he's on the red team for a martial arts tournament. And there's like 500 people or so. And black belts have a particular protocol. Now, I want to let you know that my parents are from Little Rock and North Little Rock. My dad is a retired military sergeant, 20-year vet, decorated, third highest medal in the Air Force. He decoded an ambush. And my mom is a retired youth authority teacher. So I always joke around and say we couldn't get away with anything in our household because it was pretty serious, very strict, but I think very fair. So, and in martial arts. there's a code of conduct too. We have courtesy, integrity, perseverance, self-control, indomitable spirit, and victory. Those are the tenets of Taekwondo. So we're in this tournament, and both of us are black belts. My mother comes down from the stadium, and you know, my brother and I are hoping maybe we don't compete against one another for the championship, but actually we hope we do. And so we're fighting each other for the championship. And my mom comes down from the stands and she says, I don't want you boys fighting one another. And I don't know if I had some kind of sideways look or something like that. I don't know. I don't think so. Right. Cause like, and they're from the South. So my mom would say a saying like this every once in a while, meaning pointing at the eyes. She would say, boy, don't roll those biscuits at me unless you want someone to butter them for you. And I said, oh, yes, ma'am. So anyway, I must have said something, or one of us did. And they said, are you talking back to your mom? It was like, no, sir, because we never really did. They said, yes, you are, both of you, 50 push-ups. So we're doing these 50 push-ups down there before the championship match. And so none of us want to hit each other or kick each other or punch each other. So the referee says, Ross's, 30 seconds left. I'm like, what? And then all of a sudden, my brother does this roundhouse kick and kicks me in the head. And I said, Mom said not to hit each other. So I'm chasing him. And then time runs out and I didn't win the match. And so he says, I have the biggest trophy. And I'm like, man, that's messed up. So I'm like, all right, maybe there is some time for some kind of payback, but we're only doing good in the neighborhood. So we're in the Air Force, and the Air Force, they have this, or Air Force family, they have this grocery store called the commissary. The commissary is where you're taking a, like grocery carts, like at your normal store, but you got runners running them back and forth and you get paid from tips and you can make some pretty good money. And we only needed one job. So we had this bright idea. Why not on the weekends, on Saturdays, let's switch the job with one another. And that way we can do our sports, do our homework, and be some good citizens and, you know, have a little bit of pocket change. Well, he was student body president and vice president at our high school, San Juan High School in Sacramento, California area, actually in Citrus Heights. We were right on the border. And I was class president two times. So we had to flip a coin to make sure in that particular area, we didn't compete with one another. Like one went the federal route, one went the state route. So he happened to be student body president that year. This was senior year too, by the way. And so he thought he was supposed to give the entering speech to the entering freshman class. And he thought for some reason that was later on in the evening and not in the morning. So he went to work. And it just so happened to be that night when I was dutifully washing the dishes, I said, if I were student body president, what would I say to the entering freshman class? Well, maybe there's something about twin intuition or whatnot. He went to the job, and then I get a call from the school secretary, and she says, Martin, where's your brother? And I'm like, well, he went to work. And he said, well, he's supposed to be giving this speech to the entering freshman class. And I said, well, okay, well, he's not here. And then she said, well, you come then. I'm like, okay, I got to help out my brother. I got to do something. So I get there, I walk in, and I tell the vice principal that's standing at the door. I said, I just have to tell you something. I'm not my brother. And he says, what? And he gives me a thumbs up. And then I go and I walk to the front of the auditorium, and the principal says, no problem, Mark. His real name is Mark Ton, M-A-R-K-T-O-N. And my name is Martin, and we have the same middle name. He said, Mark, come on up. And so when I sit down, the back of the chair falls out and I'm flat on my back. 400 freshmen give me this standing ovation. And I'm like, wow, man, this is messed up. And so I have to go up and give this speech. I'm talking about goal setting, how to achieve things in life, et cetera. And, you know, martial arts, other things they tell you, you know, you have to, the show must go on. So I went on and did it. I said, you know, the parents were saying, that was a great speech. I said, but I still got to deal with my fellow students here. Maybe they'll forget after the speech, but they weren't forgetting. They were laughing, but the parents loved it. So I thought, wow, okay. Well, maybe when we go back to school next week, first day of class, maybe they'll forget. So I'm walking in, they're laughing. And they said, hey, aren't you the guy that fell out of the chair giving the speech to the entering freshman class, the student body president? And I said, no, it's not me. It's that guy over there at locker 142. See him. So I got a chance to pay him back. I got the glory. He got the shame for the whole year. And so he claims he has the biggest martial arts trophy. But I'm saying, well, you're the one that fell out of the chair in front of 400 freshmen. So payback to you. So that's my story.
Thank you. That's great, man. I mean, I love the payback. He spends the year sort of embarrassed a little bit, and it's a fun story. I mean, I like the fact that you're brothers and you still get along.
Oh yeah, for sure.
You know, you compete, and yet at the same time, you obviously love each other, etc. And I think that's excellent. So, how do you think growing up as a twin, or maybe just experiencing shared experiences with your brother, or however you want to look at it? How do you think that's impacted who you are as an adult today?
Both of us, through that whole experience, we still want to make strong contributions to society. And, you know, you're going to have mess ups and mistakes and things like that. And that was probably one of the, you know, most people would have probably walked off the stage and couldn't do the speech. But you have to be able to continue to follow through and realize that everything's not going to go as perfectly as you would like it to be in life. So you still have to press forward. That's what martial arts taught us. That's what our parents taught us, coming from the South, right? You know, my uncle was the court case. I don't know if you heard of the Little Rock Nine. That was the integration of Central High School. My uncle was the court case basis for the Little Rock Nine. He was one of the sharpest kids in Arkansas, and Mrs. Daisy Bates asked him to try to enter into the University of Arkansas, knowing that he was not going to be admitted. And knowing that he was not, then they went back and did that challenge of the separate but equal and so forth. So growing up where I grew up, being one of the first African-American families being in you know, the military in the area that I grew up in, Sacramento, sometimes it was tough, but sometimes it was really good. But the main thing that they said, you have to keep pressing forward. You got to be the ambassador. You have to be that puente that we talked about when I picked up, as I speak Spanish relatively fluently, you know, Tito Puente. And I was like, man, that's a cool name to have bridge in your last name. And so I always saw myself as an ambassador, as a bridge builder in all the communities that I've served, whether Indian tribal group in Scottsdale or Compton, California for 7 years. I was the bridge between, I was only African-American that we were aware of as my ministry with the Salvation Army for 20 years. I was an engineer before that. So there you go.
Thank you very much. I know my audience is going to want me to ask you this question. And that question is, did you ever switch when you were dating your people? Did your brother ever switch for you, or you ever switch for your brother? Ever do that?
No, we never switched. There's not an evil twin or a bad twin. We're both doing good. But one day, here's the funny thing, this last one, we were in New York, we had an argument, and we talk about mental telepathy. At the end, we came back, we made up as friends, we've always been friends. And I said, well, we went to Harlem, New York. We said, well, where did you go? He went to the same record store. He went to the same shops. And I said, well, what did you buy? And he pulled out these shirts for our mother and father and sister. And we had bought the exact same shirts.
Wow.
Exact everything, and went to the same record stores and everything. So no, we didn't switch, but we do have this twin telepathy type of thing going on. So there must be something real to that. I don't know. That was the weirdest thing that ever happened. So that's another story though.
All right. Well, thank you, Martin Ross, for being on the show. I really appreciate it. The story is interesting. I know nothing about twins other than what I've seen. And some get along and some don't. I'm really happy that you do with Mark. That's great. Anything you want to say in closing?
Well, Martin? I just want to say thank you, Jay. Thanks to Jeff out here in Sacramento area that connected us. And what I want to say is, if folks want to learn more about me and collectively do some good in the neighborhood, you know, being practical and compassionate and innovative. And that's me, you know, trying to leave this world empty because all the gifts we've been given, we've freely given away. Reach out to me at electmartinross.com, or you can find me on social media at all of them, either LinkedIn, Instagram, or Facebook and just look up Martin Ross. You'll see me on there, and I'd love to hear from you, connect with you in the community, and let's make a difference together because we're better together. Thank you so much.
Beautiful. All right. Well, thank you, Martin, for being on this show. Shout out to my good friend out in Sacramento, Jeff Holden, who you referred to, who is part of the Multipoint Strategies and nonprofit network out there in Sacramento. He hooked us up, and I do appreciate it, Jeff. All right. Well, that's our show. So until next time, this is Jay Rehak asking you all to please stay safe out there and try not to hurt anybody.